How do you experience the world? Do you forget what it was like to experience new things? To actually not know something? To want to discover more about this thing you know nothing or very little about? When I was a kid, the internet didn't exist, at least not the way it is now. I couldn't just go online and look up stuff whenever I wanted to. I had to go to the library and, you know, read a book. I'm not looking down on the way things are done today. Quite the contrary. Information is at our fingertips, whether it's online or on our phones or tablets. We just type a term into a search engine. Who are we kidding? Usually it's Google. And away we go. Information received. But because information is so readily available, it's really important now to check our sources, to be aware of our own biases from the start, so that we don't just find information that feeds our own beliefs, we find information that's true. And that's also where curiosity comes in again. So how do you find and check your information? What sources do you use? And how do you keep your curiosity about the world around you? I'd love to know your thoughts on this. Feel free to email me or join me in my Facebook community by looking up the group Jody's Silver Linings in the search bar of Facebook. Along these same lines, I think you all know by now that I love what I do. With voiceovers, I'm able to help bring videos to life audibly. And a lot of the mastery and magic that goes into animating these videos fascinates me. A company I've worked with in the past that does wonderful work for their clients also creates art on their own terms. And I've been so very impressed by what I've seen from them so far. I'm talking about Coat of Arms Post, run by husband and wife team Jonathan Lecoq and Clara Lehman. They've started to put together wonderful bite-sized animated videos explaining science, with commentary from their 4-year-old twin daughters. And it's adorable, funny, and very informative all at the same time. If you have small children and you want to help satisfy their curiosity about the world around them, these are wonderful videos to show them. If you don't have small children, but you're curious about the world yourself, these videos are still a fun treat. I love not only how matter-of-fact they are, Clara does a fabulous job both writing the scripts and doing the voiceovers, and Jonathan's unique style of animation underpins it all, but also how lovely it is to listen to the girls as they discover and enjoy what their mom is talking about. Have you forgotten what it's like to be curious about the world around you? If you have, watching these videos might well cure you. Enjoy!